Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. This is your boy, the coach from the WWE. I would like to welcome you to the very first wrestling podcast in the world to take you on a weekly deep dive in the classic matches along with legends of the squared circle. Enjoy the discussion. Enjoy the back and forth. There's so much to get into. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Payoff.
Welcome to an all-new episode of The Payoff. I'm Tom. That's Jeff. Cody Rhodes, Rey Mysterio. I'm excited to cover this one. How did you choose this match?
Yeah, this was
and do I ever get to pick a match or no?
If you well, you usually text them to me and I put them on the text list. And so I always try to make a point. Yeah, of kind of getting those on there. So I haven't forgotten about you, buddy. Don't worry. Yeah, this is one we just it's weird. We haven't really this is actually our first Cody Rhodes match. And so
ever.
Yeah.
It's and funny. So, it's funny you say that because like one of the things that I got organized on was like some of his top matches and I'm like looking at it. I'm like, I don't think we've ever talked about this stuff before.
We haven't. And so I've got a three-way match from WrestleMania 26 on the list. I got his Orton match. It was actually a SmackDown street fight. There was a main event match, Jericho and Cody Rhodes that I have. I've got the Stardust Goldust, Roman Reigns, and Seth from Battleground. And then, of course, I've got – we're actually covering it in, at this point, a couple of weeks, actually, here, a little bit of time here. I've got the giant Money in the Bank ladder match from Money in the Bank 2012, too. And so that had eight people. That was just madness. But, yeah, so, yeah, but first time. Yeah, we've covered, obviously, a ton of Rey Mysterio matches. But, you know, you're finishing the story. It was time to talk to Cody Rhodes and kind of get one of these on here and talk about it, plain and simple. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah. Dude, I'm really looking forward to covering this and a current Hall of Famer and a future Hall of Famer. And yeah, this is good. So I say we get right into the build.
Oh, it's time for the build.
So I was at this show. We're at WrestleMania 27. We're in Atlanta, Georgia. Ironically, I probably would have gone to this show either way, but I was already there at a conference.
Okay.
So I was there and I told my buddy, I'm like, look, I'm here. I'm staying downtown. I'm at a conference. Just fly out. And so it was weird. I was like working all week and I was doing a couple things. And then I think Saturday night we went to the Hall of Fame. And then Sunday went to the show. So it was perfect. I was already there and it was great. So
good show to go yet. Yeah.
Yeah. 71,000 at the Georgia Dome. An interesting show. So the hype here is that The Rock's back. And I remember when it was announced that The Rock would be back, they did the special, you know, guest the host of WrestleMania goes black, Rock comes out, one of the biggest pops ever. And he had been gone for a really long time at that point. So
yep.
A plus. U.S. title match, lumberjack match in 4 minutes, Sheamus and Daniel Bryan ended a no contest. So Daniel Bryan on the dark match there. Great Khali wins a 23-man battle royal. Last eliminating Sheamus, who was in the previous match. So, okay. Sure. You know, obviously a very interesting piece of trivia here. This show starts out with Edge retaining his World Heavyweight Championship in 11 minutes against Alberto Del Rio. As you'll remember, he had to retire after this. That was his last match for all those years. I mean, he never even, you know, lost the title. Then the match we're going to cover, Cody Rhodes and Rey Mysterio. Then we had a 1 minute and 32 second 8-man tag match of Big Show, Kane, Kofi, and Santino defeating the core of Ezekiel Jackson, Heath Slater, Justin Gabriel, and Wade Barrett.
Not even enough time to go to the bathroom.
Orton Punk would go 15 minutes and Orton won. Michael Cole defeated Jerry Lawler.
13
Taker
minutes.
And Triple H.
Don't forget, 13 minutes, yeah.
Taker and Triple H went a half hour. Taker wins. That was a classic.
Great match, yep.
Great, great match, yeah. Then John Morrison, Snooki, and Trish Stratus defeated Dolph Ziggler and Ziggler and Laykul.
Mm-hmm.
And then the main event, Miz, John Cena. Miz is going to retain the title. Rock assists, and then we're building to Rock Cena next year. It, you know, it's weird because in one way, it's like, what a horrible card. But keep in mind, if you're there as a fan, you know, the Edge thing was pretty cool. He came out, Big Pop retains his title. That was the last match. Mm-hmm. Austin was special guest referee in the Cole Lawler match. So you got the big Austin entrance. You got the big Rock entrance. You got Taker and Triple H in a classic. So as kind of a fan of our age and you know, our relationship to the business, it wasn't, you know, a horrible show, right? And then, of course, you know, Orton and Punk, well, that's fun. Cody and Mysterio, that's fun. So, you know, mm-hmm. it was fine. What you're getting now in terms of WrestleMania blows this shit out of the water, but it was fun nonetheless. So yeah, absolutely. How do we get to Cody and Mysterio?
Yeah, title and build here.
Which version of Cody was this at the time? Because there were so many different ones.
Yeah, we'll talk about that too. So, this was going into this one. So this WrestleMania taking place April 3rd, 2011. We then, going back to January, actually, it was SmackDown. You had Mysterio and Rhodes. They had a match. It was actually, this was broken face Cody Rhodes at this point. And so you had Mysterio breaking his nose. It was a 619 that he gave to him. He did legit. He had the face mask on, which we'll see. And so, causing him. So part of this story was then he missed Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, as well as the dashing. It ruined his dashing gimmick, and so that is what we were at, you know, the dashing Cody Rhodes, and so kind of ruining his face. And so I knew you were going to ask, because so many personas, definitely not Stardust, but yes. And so about a month later, February, on SmackDown, you had Dusty Rhodes actually coming out talking to Mysterio, asking to apologize, you know, all this different stuff, you know, Rhodes attacking, unmasking Mysterio, just really a lot of back and forth. And then you had the Rhodes challenging Mysterio to the match at WrestleMania, which was, of course, accepted. And so which we'll get into a little bit after, but you had Rhodes just on the weekly show attacking Mysterio. He's actually having a match against Drew McIntyre at that point. But then you had Mysterio. So just, it was really like he broke his face. And then we had a week to week, every week they were getting involved in each other's matches and interfering. And so sometimes you don't need more than that. And that's what we get. And that's where we're here. So yeah, plain and simple.
Love it, man. And you know, I think it'll be interesting too, because I'm sure that, you know, not that Cody still can't go, but I mean, you know, probably a little younger, quicker version of Cody. And of course, Mysterio is probably flying around. So should be a fun match. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I don't like, obviously the Stardust stuff, I, you know, remember some of that, but I was not really watching Cody much at this time. And so this is 2011. I wasn't watching much wrestling to begin with at this time. And so I'm excited just to watch this one and see what's happening. Yep.
All right, we're at the 44-minute mark. I have no idea how we're at the 44-minute mark, considering there was only one match prior. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm looking at it real quick. I know why, okay? You want to know why? Because for the first 15 minutes of the show, The Rock was cutting a promo.
Got it.
That'll so he it. Came out as the host and cut a long promo. Then they did the – okay, and then they got to the first match. So there you go. All right, are you ready?
Got to leave time for that. Yep, I'm ready 40, to do this, man.
44-minute yeah. mark. It's time for the payoff.
Ho! It's time for the payoff.
All right. Here we go. Mysterio looks great. What yep. comic book character is that?
Captain America, yep.
Okay, so that's Captain. So he's wearing the Captain America gear. What awesome gear over the years. Then you have
yep.
Cody, face mask, has the hood on. We can't even see his face.
Yeah, kind of hiding right now. Yeah,
not a bad little gimmick. gosh, you know, the difference in covering the arena WrestleMania last week versus the stadium, you can just tell. I mean, it just, gosh, it just, everything feels so much bigger and brighter, and this is great. So, all right, looking forward to this one. All right, quick start. I like that. Cody's got the black hair. I'm wondering if we ever turn Cody heel again. I feel like you have to go black hair, right?
Yeah, I'm wondering too. Like, he looks, I need him to take this jacket. He looks taller here, but he looks smaller size wise. I don't know if like what that is.
Yeah, he's like thinner and he looks lanky here, but he looks tall. And I mean, I guess part of it probably is the fact that he's, you know, wrestling against Ray. Maybe that's part of why he looks taller. And
that could be the fact that he's in the trunks versus, you know, having the pants and stuff like that. So Cody right away going after the injured knee of Rey Mysterio at this point. He's got that big brace on underneath his giant 619 pants. Yeah.
So one of the interesting things in Cody's catalog of wrestling matches, you know, on his resume, he has 3 5-star matches.
Okay. I'm guessing one was in New Japan.
No. Okay. So the three of them, one of them was the Seth Rollins Hell in the Cell.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Which
yeah,
deserves to be.
Yep.
Here's what's interesting about the other two. I find this fascinating. One of them was his first match in AEW, which I consider to be the Dustin Rhodes bloody match that they had.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes, yes. Okay? Yeah, I remember that.
So, okay. So that's kind of the first, that would be his first AEW match. His other 5-star match is his last AEW match against Sammy Guevara, which was a ladder match.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Those first and last match, you know, was never world champion, but both 5 stars. That ladder match, actually, you know, that Dustin match, I mean, I know that's not too far back. I mean, I guess it was 4 years ago now. That mm-hmm. might be a fun one for us to cover at some point.
I'll get it on the list, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he had an Okada match that had 4.5 stars. The other thing, and I don't see it here, maybe you'll have a better recollection of this, didn't he have some really good matches on the indies with Kurt Angle?
Yeah, he had just a lot of really, like, whether it was the indies or New Japan, like, there were a lot of good ones out there. And I'll try and find some of those, yeah, because there really was, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can. I'd just be interested. I don't know where that took place. I know he did some, like, ROH stuff. I'm not seeing it, but I mean, I could look. I mean, I see one here from 20. This is the one I was thinking of. 2017 steel cage match. It was for Northeast Wrestling. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was an indie match, but I mean, I can't imagine that they didn't have an awesome match. That was March 3rd, 2017. It was at WrestleFest 11 for Northeast Wrestling. Obviously the main event of that show. Ryback was also on that show, but that was really it of people you'd know. And they only went 12 minutes, but yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Not bad. I saw an interesting tweet. You're going to have to think about this one. You don't have to answer right away, but there was I saw a video the other day of if you were invited to a party and you had to dress up, not as a wrestler, but something wrestling related. And so like one guy built like a little ring around him and he was the ring. I saw one person dressed up as the camera crew. So they were all black and had like a camera. What would be your outfit, based on wearing the mask here and Ray, of course, in his outfit, what would be your non-wrestler costume if you had to dress up for a wrestling party?
First thing that comes to mind is dressing up like somebody sitting in Gorilla.
Ah, all right.
So give me like Triple H or Shawn Michaels or even Vince. Like, I feel like they all wear glasses at some point. So like, give me the headset glasses and put me in a suit. Yeah. I'm working Gorilla. I'm Bruce Pritchard.
That's a good one. I like that one. I saw some of the other ones they dressed up as the Cell, so they had like a little fake steel cage around them.
Okay.
One person, and I think this would be the route I would go. I would find a way to be the WrestleMania sign, and so
okay,
I thought that was a good one too. So yeah,
let me give you another one.
Sure.
I'll be the old school blue cage.
Oh yeah, that's a very good one.
Like,
yes,
like absolutely. build like a steel blue cage around me.
Now we're thinking smart. Yeah, that's a very good one. That was a huge superplex. Cody kind of standing on the second rope, holding Ray up for quite a while there. That was really nice. Nice little match so far. Ray not getting a ton of offense in here yet, but still really good.
Dress up as the Money in the Bank. Dress up like a big briefcase.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun opportunities of things you could do here. Yeah, and so I appreciate that.
Dress up like a milk truck or a beer truck.
Absolutely. Hey, why? Yeah, Zamboni. Find a way.
This was easier than I thought. You thought you were going to stump me here. I'm at 8 good ideas so far, I think.
I know. Yeah, that can be your next party. There you go. And so, yeah, absolutely. So
Spanish announce table.
Oh yeah, it just a broken table. Yeah, you could do a chair. Find a way, like you know, to get your get some paper mache and kind of chair it up. Yep, absolutely. So good stuff. So you got Ray now. Cody got dumped to the outside. Ray kind of, I got a feeling here he's going to be flying in a second here. Yep, and so yep. Nope. Kind of diving under the bottom rope, and then Hurricane Rana. There you go. Cool.
I know we've talked about this so far. I know we've talked about this before, but remember, like I got to this show what, an hour before it started, at least. Yep. Okay. So two dark matches. Then the actual show is every bit of 4 hours. I mean, it's 5 hours. It's a long time. You know, by the time you got Rock Cena and Miz out there, man, it was just, you're exhausted.
Well, because we were talking, I forget if you and I were talking, or I was talking to somebody else, like that SmackDown that they recorded. You know, they recorded two SmackDowns before they went to Elimination Chamber. Like, that's a lot. Like, 4 hours of wrestling, but then you figure it's actually five. Like, that's a lot for just a couple SmackDowns and stuff like that.
Those TV tapings are kind of exhausting, too, because it's like you got entrances. Then you, like, have a four-minute break. I think it'll be more interesting, like, when Netflix takes over Raw, if they, like – I know they'll have commercials – but maybe I'm assuming they won't have to shoot it so awkwardly, right? Yeah, my guess is you'll get rid of the like, okay, Randy Orton comes out and they just play his music for 4 minutes or start playing it again. Going to TV tapings it's not really, I don't know.
It's not as fun.
If you have a loaded Raw or SmackDown, or you can get some last minute tickets, but 9 times out of 10, And again, I've gone to a bunch. I know you have too, but it's like, yeah. I rarely have I left a Raw or SmackDown taping and been like, man, that was awesome. I am so glad I went. Like, mm-hmm. What a great show. It's normally like, yeah, okay.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Go be sports entertained for a couple hours. There's nothing wrong with that. Like AEW, I was getting tickets for $20. So it's, you know what? I spent $20 on lunch some places nowadays. Like, you know what? I can go do WrestleMania. So, or go to a Revolution or a, you know, Dynamite or whatever the hell it is. And so, yeah, you know, that's just doing that. You got Cody blocking the 619 at this point. Yep. And so, still going after Ray. Good little match though here. Just kind of putting it together. Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
Snap, sir. Kind of a slingshot into the bottom rope there. Yeah, that was interesting. Good stuff. One thing I'm noticing too, you know, we've talked about like, oh, we lost Pyro for a while and the kind of production values. This look for WrestleMania, there is the ring post, there is still the draped skirted ring, and then there's like WrestleMania on that back pad, like in the corner. But like, other than that, like, I feel like there's not a whole lot of production like quality, actually. It feels weird to say for WrestleMania, but it's kind of bland.
Yeah, there were a few years where we were in stadiums, but it wasn't that great. Like, you know, you think of like the Orlando roller coaster one. The entrance to this one sucked. The year before in Phoenix also sucked. It was just a bigger entrance. but it really wasn't that great. They were in a little bit of a – I mean, there was a little bit of a – let's just call it a little bit of a WrestleMania rut, I felt. You know, 20 was in the Garden, and then there was, like, Chicago. Orlando was really good, the first one in the Citrus Bowl. But there was, like, a stretch – and don't quote me on this, but say like 24, 25, 26, 27 that all kind of look like this and were blah. And then, you know, we got cooking again, like New York, New Orleans. And I think we've been Orlando with the roller coaster one. And I think we're cool now. Like we're in a good spot now. But the kind of mid 20s were not great. They weren't great shows. And they the ambiance wasn't great either, but we're obviously cooking now with, you know, killer venues, two nights, way better shows.
Well, and they had what, like X7 was
Toronto. Houston? I'm sorry, Houston. You're right.
Yeah, that 18 was
Toronto.
Yeah, and so, but I feel like so they were testing the waters there, but it was really, I say, my first one at Ford Field, that WrestleMania in Detroit. Like that was, I say, the first big like WrestleMania where they got out of the 16, yeah, like you said, so there was a few in there that it just kind of, you know, that would have been 2008, so but they really kind of testing that water, yeah, of kind of finding that big venue and stuff like that. Like it just,
yeah, 17 Houston, 18 Toronto, 19 Seattle, 20 the Garden,
yeah,
21
so small with the Garden, yeah,
yeah.
So, yeah, and then 23. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been, you know, but I think now they've kind of fired. So, I think I say that because, like, I think, we lost Pyro, but like the production value nowadays is crazy good. Like, I don't know. Like,
you can argue it's too good and too smooth. I like it though. All right. So,
oh, yeah.
Mysterio is wearing or was wearing Cody's face mask. However, Cody has Rey's knee brace and he just smacked him upside the head with it, and this could be it, right? Okay,
crossroads.
1, 2, 3. Cody's your winner. Before we go to the aftermath, what do you think of Crossroads as a finisher?
Ugh, I don't know. He needs to hit three of them to finish somebody.
That's the only time I like it is like when he hits a really, like when he hit the three on Seth in his first match back. But like the idea of putting a guy down with that move, he needs something better. And I mean, at this point, we're probably not going to get it, but I would prefer he had a better finisher.
It's the out of nowhere move. It's not the finisher.
Yeah, if he could hit it out of nowhere, it'd be fun, but you can't hit it out of nowhere because a guy's bent over backwards. I mean, it just, a DDT, maybe you can hit out of nowhere, but that, it's just you got to do the setup thing. I kind of felt the same way with Sister Abigail. It was like, it took so much of a setup that, you know, it's not the F5, the RKO that you can kind of hit out of mm-hmm. nowhere. So, yep. All right, let's get into the aftermath.
Ho! It's time for the aftermath.
What'd you think?
Really good. Nice, tight little match. Like, I'm glad we covered it. There's definitely some better Cody ones out there, but it was still very good match.
Yeah, I agree. I liked it.
Yeah. I'm looking at this. Why is Michael Cole in this glass cage? Do we remember this? I don't know. Whatever.
Wrestling's, I don't either.
Wrestling's weird. It's okay. All right. So Cody Rhodes on this one. And so this led, of course, the feud continued as well in an Extreme Rules pay-per-view match. Mysterio won that one. You then had the reforming of the alliance with Ted DiBiase on SmackDown. And so they went on, had matches with Sin Cara and Daniel Bryan. Like I said, the Money in the Bank ladder match as well, too. We'll get into that and talk about that at a different time. And then Cody wrote again, it's weird kind of seeing, like, you know, on the August 9th tapings of the August 12th SmackDown, Rhodes defeated Ezekiel Jackson to win the Intercontinental Championship, his first singles title with the company. I just feel like it, like, okay, Like, he beat Ezekiel Jackson. Like, you know, it's such a weird kind of time and stuff like that. So, Mysterio, on the flip side, though, started feuding with CM Punk, kind of back and forth victories for each of them. Then Capital Punishment, they ended up having a match where Punk won on that one. You then had Mysterio winning the tournament for the vacant championship to win his first championship, and then lost it literally later that night to John Cena. And so, got a rematch for the championship against the new champion, Alberto Del Rio, at the time, but then lost via submission on that match. And so I think I just wasn't watching wrestling at this time. It was just weird. I don't remember why I wasn't. I just wasn't.
No one was. I mean, it was the only theory I have, I mean, the product wasn't that great, but I think it was just maybe you didn't have like a DVR, or it was harder to like record and watch stuff. It was a little clunkier. So it was just that era where it was like you weren't from 9 to 11 on Mondays watching live, and then you weren't like going back, right? I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of. I watch Raw and SmackDown more than I probably ever have, because it's so easy to, YouTube TV, record it, buzz through it. It's just part of my like weekly routine. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, on this one, the kind of some weird ratings on this one. So
I have another theory, Jeff. Yeah. So, growing up, we watched wrestling. Like, we didn't care. We kind of maybe kept it a secret. But then Attitude Era, it was, like, cool to watch it. So, we would proclaim that we watched it, maybe even wear a shirt to school. Mm-hmm. Then college and in our 20s, we thought we were pretty fucking cool. So we didn't watch as much wrestling. Then you get to like your 30s and eventually 40s, and you don't give a shit what anybody thinks of you, and you get married, so you're not trying to impress anyone, and you start watching again.
Yeah, even college was weird, because that was a big weekend at the frat house. Was WrestleMania weekend. I remember that vividly, and so watching tapes leading up to it. So we weren't alone. We just did. I don't think it had the mainstream appeal like it does nowadays. So okay, on this one. So of course, this WrestleMania takes place April 3rd, 2011. In 2011, you had Cody was 35 and Ray was 8 on the PWI. So the Observer newsletter on this one, this show overall was thumbs up 35%, thumbs down 33%, in the middle 31%. So very middling show, very like nobody had any strong opinions on this show whatsoever. The best match on this one, it was the most votes, was Undertaker and Triple H, which was, that makes sense. That was very good.
But so remember, that was, you had the two Shawn matches prior.
Yes.
So that match, I mean, that 4-year stretch of Undertaker matches, my goodness, they were
crazy. Yeah.
I mean, they were all 5-star matches, and I don't care how they're ranked. I mean, they were all incredible.
Yep. Absolutely. So, but best match, you had Undertaker, and then you had Randy Orton, CM Punk, Edge and Alberto Del Rio, and then Cody Rhodes and Rey Mysterio got 14 votes. But the worst match poll, you had this match, was Show, Kane, Kingston, Santino Marella. And then you had Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler. Then you had The Miz, which you got to be really bad to rank lower than Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler. But then The Miz and John Cena, which was the main event. Then you had the 6-man tag, and then you had this Cody Rhodes match. And so it was really weird. It was getting it got votes all over the place. And so, Rhodes delivered a springboard kick to the face and an Alabama slam for a near fall. Let's go, Cody chance. Rhodes rolled out of the ring. Mysterio went after him with a tope, but Rhodes clobbered him with his own knee brace and threw him in the ring. Rhodes then got the pin after Crossroads. Match was solid, but lacked heat. 2.5. I think the whole card lacked heat. So, when you're when you come out there and you're following Edge and Alberto Del Rio, like, and then you got this, the core, like, it wasn't hard to really build up anything after that. So Tom, we got a 2.5. Where are you going to put this one?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to give this a 4, not because like I was horrible or I hated it. I just didn't. Yeah, it just wasn't. It was nothing that you need to go back and watch. And I thought the mask and knee brace thing was a little goofy. I mean, again, but it's an undercard match. I mean, it's not like you were doing that in a world title match. So I get it. But just not a Not a fan, but wasn't horrible. What did you think?
I think it had some good built-in story there with like Ray causing it and like kind of playing that up and then using that as kind of the injury angle. I do think that was fine. I'm giving it a 5.5. And so and only because I do like that. I did kind of like that aspect of it, like kind of incorporating that. Like if they had just had a match between the two of them, I don't think it would have worked as well. But yeah, I think that this one, like it made sense from that perspective for me. Like tiny build, they still had more matches, but you know, overall though, like 5.5, it was perfectly fine. And on a card that sucked, like it was definitely on the higher side than some of these other matches, but you know, it's what it was. Yeah,
cool,
good,
enjoyed it.
Okay, yeah, all right. What do we have next week? I don't even freaking know.
I got it here. We have Batista Taker.
Yep, from Backlash 2007. And then I got a match for you that I found.
I can't wait for that.
Saturday night main event. This would have been 26. I don't even remember the date on this one, but we're going the Hart Foundation versus the Rockers. And so this was again kind of spoiler here, the one that I found on the random like when I was looking at Saturday night main events. It's a 9.5 minute match from 1990 between the Hart Foundation and the Rockers. And so and then we got some Backlash. We're going to Judgment Day for Big Jericho.
How Triple excited H, are you for May 20th?
Oh boy, you know what, there is a big match coming up for me. Well, you get I give you the first Saturday night main event. I'm getting the second one with a big boss man taking on Hulk Hogan in the steel cage. And so we're gonna have a big weekend there. So yeah, so but then we got some good stuff. You know, we're kind of getting into the summer months. We're gonna try some different shows. We got an early Drew McIntyre match. I see Owen and Razor on here too. Big Money in the Bank, couple Owen and Sean. So yeah, we got big stuff happening over the future here. We're going to Lucha Underground as well too, so we got some fun stuff happening here.
Love it, man. I'm pumped.
Yep, Payoff bringing you good stuff as always. And what are we got a couple weeks till Backlash here. We're post WrestleMania season. Just it's a great time to be a wrestling fan. No reason to hide it.
Well, it Backlash is in France, so it's La Backlash.
Ah, yes, of course. You got to hit the emphasis there. Excellent. So
I took French in high school. I think my teacher, like, it was so brutal me trying to say it. Like, it wasn't fair to, like, such a beautiful language for me to be trying to
Who would have thought all these years later it would have paid off though for you, because wrestling has a show in France. You know what? That's how it happens. And so I took German. And so for the bash in Berlin later, whenever that's coming up, like I'll be ready as well too. So your foreign language experts here, Payoff Tom and Payoff Jeff. Like we bring that little bit extra to the wrestling fan.
These PLEs this year are just freaking loaded.
Boy, I put the AEW ones on my calendar just so that I have them, but like, I don't know why. Like, you know, we've got, there's NXT Heatwave, the announced ones, we're getting off track, but Backlash, you've got an NXT Battleground, there's NXT Heatwave, and then Bash at Berlin. But they haven't announced, we don't know when SummerSlam is as of recording. Like, we don't, like,
yeah.
There's so much. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have SummerSlam. I mean, you know, who knows?
Money in the Bank, of course.
Yeah. I mean, they Survivor Series, you know, I mean, either big international shows or stadium shows, or, you know, the schedule is going to be really interesting this year. And I love it. But yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, AEW needs to figure out a streaming service that'll pay them for their premium shows, because me watching WrestleMania, Elimination Chamber, Bash at Berlin for free, but then pulling out $55, $60 for a arena show from AEW. I don't know, man. Like, I'm not cheap, but I'm also, I just, that makes no logical sense. Like, I can't justify spending $60 on an AEW show when I'm going to spend $0 on WWE shows this entire year.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's hard, but hey, but we're not going anywhere. Payoff's still going to keep bringing you all this good stuff. So yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Awesome.
Appreciate everybody listening. We'll see you next week on an all new episode of The Payoff.